This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us.
You know, human beings are pretty unique creatures, aren't we, on this planet Earth? Pretty unique, pretty amazing if you think about it. And we've forgotten how amazing we are. We've forgotten our true destiny. We've forgotten we're made in the image of God. And so now we hate ourselves, and we don't care if we mess with our DNA. We don't care if we're killing our DNA. We don't care if we're killing our atmosphere, because we're obsessed with Kim Kardashian's butt. Great. And that's the ship that we've been sinking on for so long, but we're finally taking the culture back. We're finally taking our destiny back, and the globalists are fighting with everything they have to try to keep us down, to try to keep us oppressed, to try to stunt our DNA, stunt our development, stunt our intellect, stunt everything, to literally retard the entire human race so that they can murder us all. That's what you got to do. That's what they want to do, and they say it's to save the planet. Let's go back to the line. Let's go to Matthew in Alabama. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, so I was watching the Emmys last night. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I was watching it. I was almost studying the Emmys, you could say. And the one thing that jumped out to me was when that funny guy jumped on stage. I think his name is on Twitter at millennial_Matt, and he yelled, "Hitler did nothing wrong." I thought that was really great, and it was a nice change of atmosphere, you know, because all these people up there, you know, all these Jewish comedians and actors, you know, they've given us such a strange representation of our history, and they want to tear it all down, and I just can't help but agree with that man, Millennial Matt on Twitter. I can't help but agree with him, and say Hitler did nothing wrong.
I'm confused. You're saying that Adolf Hitler did nothing wrong?
Well, that's what Millennial Matt did, the famous Twitter guy.
I don't understand the point.
Well, the point was, you know, I'm starting to agree with him.
You're a Holocaust denier?
I am a Holocaust denier, yes.
Hmm. Okay. Even though there's, like, so much evidence that the Holocaust happened, it's, like, absurd to deny it?
Well, you know, the 6 million number is not real.
You can argue about the 6 million number, but that doesn't mean the Holocaust didn't happen. Thank you for the call, Antoine. Excuse me, who was that, Matthew? Let's go to Antoine now in California. Go ahead, Antoine.
Hey, this is Antoine. Hi, Owen.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. So the first thing I'd like to say is I did some reporting for InfoWars myself, and you can go to Revolver ISIS or Revolver Orbiter at Twitter, or you can go to the Orbiter on YouTube and the one with NASA in it. And I'd like to say, yeah, Donald Trump should probably get a bunch of people around him who can spook the CIA, spook the FBI, spook all those people who have a lot of problems with basically patriot-like things. And I think if he can get people who will annoy these people enough when they're around him, they won't be around him too much.
Well, you know what? Annoyance is a tactic of the Marxists. It's the tactic of the agitprop. I think that Trump needs to continue to build a team of lawyers and go after these people legally. You know, they want to probe him to death. Why not probe them right back? Why not look into the CIA running drugs across the border? Why not look into the CIA and the FBI running cocaine and the drug war? And why not look into what the opium is doing that comes here from Afghanistan? I completely agree, but I think you put sharks on these people like Ty Cobb. You don't try to annoy them. You don't try to embarrass them. You say, you know what? You're a criminal. We're coming after you with the law, you SOB. That's what I think Trump should do. Continue to hire lawyers to attack these people right back. Give them a bit of their own medicine. We'll be right back with Jack Posobiec. Don't go anywhere.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You want to thumb your nose to the sycophants on CNN and MSNBC? You want to thumb your nose to the sycophants in Hollywood? It's simple. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and you support us. And then we go to the next level. 10 hours of live programming every day. InfoWars.com/show, and that's possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So, we run the greatest specials that you could ever imagine. You know, you got Hurricane Maria bearing down on the Atlantic coast again. So, we've got 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food right now. With coupon code READY, 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, that's 25 years of shelf life. We've already seen two hurricanes hit. It looks like Maria might hit, and there's going to be more within 25 years. There could be earthquakes. There could be wars. There could be anything. You're going to want emergency food. Why not get it now while it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com? That's literally hundreds of dollars of savings on storable food. If you're going to get storable food, which you need, insurance you can eat, you might as well get it at InfoWarsStore.com. The best quality at the best price, 50% off. Don't forget to take advantage of 30% off the ProPure King water filter, 30% off that. And again, we know they're putting toxic chemicals in our environment. They're spraying it in the air, heavy metals in everything. 40% off Z-Shield. Z-Shield is a great way to fight back against the toxic environment, the heavy metals, the chemicals that we have in the food, in the water, in the environment. Z-Shield, groundbreaking product, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Without further ado, I bring in Jack Posobiec. Jack's going to be breaking some news on Hillary Clinton funding Antifa. Give us a little teaser here, Jack, before we take some phone calls. What did you discover?
Owen, the stuff that we've been looking to up to, it's myself, Daily Caller, some great sites, Offended America. They've been going through Hillary's new dark money pack called Onward Together, and they've actually found it looks like about $800,000 from Hillary Clinton now in the hands of Antifa.
Wow, $800,000. She could have given a dollar to each DACA recipient, you know, because she cares so much about the DACA recipients, but she just ignores that because she'd rather fund taking down America. So Jack is going to be breaking all of that down in the next segment, but we've got some callers on the line here, so let's clear out the deck with Jack Posobiec here in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Let's start with Philip in Virginia. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I don't know that the news covered it because it wasn't a show that they wanted, but it was like a rally like they had in Charlottesville and Richmond this past weekend.
Yep.
And it was like all this big hype to do all week long and everybody, you know, like all getting tense and the city was worried about them tearing the trash and, you know, Richmond up. And so it's like on Monument Avenue, it's like kind of the, it's like mostly million dollar homes, you know, along that avenue. It's like the elite and kind of and the rich people live there. And it's basically, so they were all like scared running out of town and staying in houses. And then it was all this hoop to law. And then it was like, I think it was six people, you know, that came and they were from, I think they were from Tennessee that showed up with Confederate flags, you know, and they didn't say nothing about hate. They denounced the Kellyanne and all this. And there was about 400 protesters. And it was like, the money that the rich city of Richmond spent on this hoopla, you know, for six people.
And they didn't get the violence. They didn't get the violence that they can use to try to demonize Trump supporters here or to try to make all Trump supporters white supremacists. Jack, you're close to that area.
Yeah, amazing how when it's a peaceful rally, it doesn't get the same kind of coverage on the mainstream media when they don't have the violence, the fighting in the streets that they want. You know, we had a peaceful rally here in Washington, D.C. They called it the mother of all rallies last weekend for Trump. And without any Trump surrogates there, without the president himself, anyone else, we had about 300 people out. And there was no violence. There was no anger. It was people literally dancing, a diverse crowd. But, of course, the mainstream media wouldn't cover it because it just showed Trump supporters loving their country.
Shocking.
Yeah. And then another funny thing about it, too, was like they arrested, I think, seven or eight people or whatever it was. And one of them was charged with possession of a stolen weapon and possession of concealing it.
So the police actually said that they were going to have a weapons ban at that event.
Yeah. Well, another one was charged in possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. So that tells me the IQ of these people.
And these were people that were there to protest against Trump and against the people protecting the Confederate monuments?
Yeah, so it's like, and then they weren't even from Richmond either. So, well,
shocking. Oh, wow. Yeah, we never see that, Jack. We never see these protesters come in.
No, never. Yeah, I actually had, when the DACA announcement was signed, I actually had the wherewithal to go down to Trump Tower, Trump Hotel here in D.C., and I sat in front of it, and I waited, and I've copied the pictures, I got the video. I actually saw the bus drive up to Trump, D.C., all of the DACA protesters file off the bus, the organizers get them all in place, completely in Spanish, of course, and then the bus drives away, and then the mainstream media shows up and starts covering it. So it's like, yeah, here you go. And it's funny because, you know, we talk about these bust-in protesters, but I was like, no, I'm actually going to go and stake it out and get the bus, and I caught it.
Yeah, and you can do that. The majority of these protests, there's usually buses that show up. They load them on the bus. And as you pointed out, you're going to get into this later here in the fourth hour, how they use these PACs, you know, Soros money, Clinton Foundation money, to fund these protests and to get this stuff stirred up in the streets. Of course, We had the Project Veritas video talking about how it was direct orders from Hillary's mouth. She wants Trump duck. And so Bob Cramer, who now doesn't have a job, is the one that makes it happen. And the rest of the people.
How bad was that meme, too? The left can't meme, Owen. The left can't meme. Trump duck. What even was that? Trump is a duck? Because he's
Donald Duck.
Duck. I don't. It's Donald Duck. I like Donald Duck. How is that bad?
I like Donald Duck. Yeah, but that's easy because his name is Donald, so they can just be like,
his name's Donald. See, even there, like you have to explain it and think about it. Like, okay, his name's Donald.
No, you're not. No, Jack. Your problem is you can't think simply enough.
I'm sorry.
You need to bring your IQ down to understand these people.
I need to come way, way, way down.
Exactly.
His name's Donald, and Donald Duck is Donald. Therefore, the left can't meme.
Now you're getting it, though.
I see now. Donald, right, and because orange, right, the gill. I never understood. Why did Donald Duck wear a towel when he got out of the shower? All I'm saying.
I think he's got two. I think he was trying to hide two scoops. Let's go to Dennis in New York. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi. I was calling about, you guys have played a clip of, Stephen Colbert at the Emmys yesterday. The stupid joke that he made about Trump saying that, the Emmys are decided by popular vote. The Emmys aren't even decided by popular vote. The Emmys are decided by some, like, group of whoever decides whoever's the best.
Oh, yeah, the Emmys are totally rigged. Absolutely.
If the Emmys are as rigged as the DNC primary.
Maybe more.
Possibly more, yeah.
You just don't see people dying over the rigging of the Emmys. That's the only difference.
Oh, too soon.
Anything else, Dennis?
A joke is supposed to be, like, halfway true for it to be funny. Like, it's not, like...
Well, no. I gotta stop Dennis right there. Hold on. A joke is supposed to be funny. That's it.
Yeah, if you're going to do humor, it's got to be funny first.
These people aren't funny.
And this is what we were just talking about with these memes. They don't know how to meme because they have no sense of humor. Donald Trump was elected in great part. I bet you there are people out there who said, I'm going to vote for Trump because he's funny. I'm telling you, you know there's people out there that said that.
It's just amazing how they'll completely, just completely abandon the entire point of comedy, the entire point of entertainment, the entire point of the theater. We go to the theater to get away from the realities of the real world. We go to a comedy act to laugh and have fun. And these people have politicized everything, and they're not entertaining, and they're not funny anymore. Let's take one more call with Jack Posobiec. Let's go to Jim, also in New York. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, so my name's Millennial Matt, and I challenge any InfoWars employee to a debate on the validity of the claims of the so-called Holocaust.
Wow, so this is actually Millennial Matt,
yeah,
who doesn't believe in the Holocaust?
Yeah, we have an interloper here. We have a Holocaust.
So let me ask you a question. What are all of the images we see of Jewish people literally skin and bones, starving to death, overflowing trains? There's an entire Holocaust museum, all kinds of pictures and video.
Have you been to Auschwitz?
The reason that a lot of those pictures you have skinny, emaciated bodies is because near the end of the war, the Allies bombed all of their supply routes, and everybody was starving.
That's historically inaccurate.
So your argument is that the Holocaust happened. Is that what I'm getting here? You're saying so we're saying that the pictures were true, and you're admitting that they're true. So I don't really see your argument here.
Okay, well when you gas somebody with Zyklon B, which is impossible in the first place, they don't magically become emaciated. People become emaciated through disease and starvation. There's a reason they were starved. You want to understand why they were starved?
Yeah, because you're malnourished.
Are you an expert on gassing people, Matt?
I am now.
What are your credentials? What are your credentials in this field?
Hours.
Do you have a degree in any of this? Do you have you gone to school for any of this?
Again, I challenge any of you to a debate on the
clinical tests.
What are you talking about? You're on the air right now.
Okay. Let's go. The 6 million number, it's false. Nope.
Okay, so you're. Well, I asked you a simple question, and now you're jumping around, and you're just throwing other facts at us. And if you're not going to answer questions, then we can't have a real debate.
I answered your question.
So Jack Posobiec's been to Auschwitz. Did Auschwitz not exist?
Auschwitz obviously existed. It was a internment camp for holding them until they brought them to Israel.
Oh, so the Holocaust did happen. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Matt. This is amazing. Yesterday, someone calls Alex Jones, calls him a Jew. Alex says, okay, here's the platform. Today, someone says we can't debate on the Holocaust. What is going on in the world? Jack Posobiec takes over.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the thriller, is actually taking the fourth hour off. He's turned things over to Jack Posobiec, so I'm going to do a good job for him. I'm going to make sure that we break all of this news. I get it out to you guys. Alex is over. He's researching. He's explaining a lot of things that are going on. He's conversing with his sources. Now we're going to have me come forward. Because I've got explosive breaking news that you guys all need to hear. And we're going to be talking about everybody's favorite group to hate, Antifa. Ladies and gentlemen, we've actually been able to break down now the funding for Antifa, the flow where it comes from. Now, we've been talking about in the past how money had flown from George Soros and George Soros' coffers, his hedge fund money, all the way to these front groups for Antifa. Groups like Color of Change, groups like Smash Fascism, groups like By All Means. Those were the ones in the past that have been supporting Antifa. So we were very careful in keeping an eye on those groups. And Peter Hassan over at Daily Caller, he did a great investigative job pouring through Federal Election Commission reports to see where these groups were getting their funding, to see where it's all coming from. And now the breaking news is that $800,000 of their money is coming from none other than Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's dark money PAC, Onward Together. Now, this is a group that she started after the election, okay? She started this back in May. This was supposed to be her big coming out story. She came out of the woods. You guys remember she was going in the woods all the time with her husband, and she kept popping up here and there like Pennywise the Clown. Well, we are now finding out that $800,000 from her initial campaign. So people donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign, right? And if you donated to Hillary's campaign, you may have just been a rank-and-file Democrat. You didn't support any of these extreme alt-left groups. You didn't support the violence in the streets. You just wanted to support a political candidate. Well, what Hillary Clinton has done is she's taken that money, turned it over to her dark PAC, her dark money PAC, Onward Together. We call it a dark money PAC because it doesn't have her name on it. It doesn't have a direct association with her campaign, but we all know that it's essentially the same people running it, right? She's still calling the shots when it comes down to it, the same way that she was doing this with the Bob Cramer groups and the bird dogging that Project Veritas completely broke apart during the 2016 election and their excellent sting operations. Now we found that the $800,000, and Matt, that's the same number as the people on DACA right now. So instead of giving money to DACA, instead of giving a dollar to every single one of these DACA recipients, what she's doing instead is turning and giving it over to Antifa. Now, I would love if someone were to go up to Hillary at one of these events that she's having. She's having these book signings. She was just over in Costco in the toilet section, toilet paper section. Let's be true. We don't want to be fake news. We're gonna put the facts and let the facts lie where they lie. Hillary Clinton was in the toilet paper aisle yesterday at Costco, which is a sentence that is actually true in 2017. But instead of raising money for causes like the hurricane, for causes like Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey, for the poor, for impoverished, for inner cities. No, no, no. She's giving money instead to Antifa. She's hiding behind her giant toilet paper wall and handing money over to Antifa. So the question now becomes, is Hillary Clinton the leader of Antifa, right? We all thought it was George Soros in the past. But now, has Hillary Clinton risen to take upon that mantle, to take on that role, because she couldn't win the presidency, and now the only role that she's finding herself around are toilet paper rolls. I gotta tell you guys, I'll be here all week. I write my own material on the Jack Posobiec Show. I'm just kidding. So, all of the violence, though, and let's get serious for a second. All of the violence that Antifa has perpetrated, the attacks on police officers, the attacks on Trump supporters, the attacks on freedom of speech. Now Hillary Clinton is the candidate for president. We're not talking about some, you know, hugely circuitous route, the money laundering, all this stuff, sting operations. They're doing it brazenly and they're doing it in the open. They're doing it because they can think they can get away with it. They're doing it because they used to have James Comey as their bag man who covered up all of the crimes, who refused to prosecute. We found out that his evaluation was written before the investigation was over, that was going to let her off the hook. But now she's not going to be let off the hook. because we're doing the investigation, because people like Daily Caller are out there, and I urge you guys to go to their site, to go to the other sites and check this out. The info war continues. The info war completely continues, and we are not going to stop going after Hillary Clinton and going after the sources of money for groups like Antifa. We are going to hold their feet to the fire. We're going to let people know what's going on in this country. We are going to let people know, and we're going to follow the money, because we know that the buck doesn't stop unless we stop.
On the march.
Be right back.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Vasovic takes over InfoWars, guest hosting here on the big fourth hour. We have so much news to cover today because there's so much going on in our country. One thing I really wanted to get into, I really wanted to start covering, is folks, did you know that we are 1 week away from Election Day? Did you know that there is an election, a special election, happening in just 1 week? What am I talking about? I thought we had an election last year. Well, actually, there's an election coming up. It's next week, and it's going to be in Alabama. Because what happened is, now you guys remember that Donald Trump, when he became president, he actually appointed a lot of people from Congress into his cabinet, into his administration. We've had congressmen that have gone in. We've had senators that have gone in. And right now, what we're doing is we're replacing Jeff Sessions from the Alabama Senate. He is a race that's coming up. There's a special election to replace him. Now, there was a primary, and now the primary is going to a runoff. The runoff election is happening just next week. And there's a lot of interest in this race. There's a lot of people lined up on both sides of it, and things are shaking out a little differently than usual. So I wanted to break this down for people and explain to those people who are keeping an eye on what's going on. Now, because it's Alabama, and because it's such a red state, right? Alabama is a deep red state. So the primary election is a lot more, caustic and probably more important than the general, because it is most likely that a Republican is going to win the seat. This is Sessions' seat. It's a very safe seat for Republicans. And as long as a good Republican wins, a strong Republican candidate, I wouldn't say they're guaranteed to win. Obviously, anything can happen, especially these days in politics. But with my political analysis hat on, and from my days as a former political operative, living out of Philadelphia, where I've just heard that some people on the InfoWars team are also from, and it's amazing to be working with neighbors. It's amazing to be working with people from Philly. You know, they don't realize that there are people from Philadelphia that would believe in real news and getting the truth out there, because they assume that you're just all a bunch of liberals and you're just going to go with the whatever the deep liberal politics are from your area. Well, no, we're actually free thinkers, and we actually think about things instead of just kind of repeating whatever talking points the mainstream media and headlines are given to us. So just because we support Trump, just because we support getting the real story out there, that doesn't mean we fall in line with everything else. So looking into this race, it breaks down a lot of stuff, because there's Luther Strange, who's currently the sitting senator there. He used to be the attorney general, and he was appointed to fill out the remainder of Sessions' term until the special election. So he's sitting there as acting senator. And then there's the Alabama Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice Roy Moore. Now, what's interesting in this is that President Trump has endorsed Luther Strange. However, Luther Strange is the establishment candidate in this case. Luther Strange, he's a Mitch McConnell-supported candidate. They've already dumped $8 million, and work for him. So there's a lot going on in terms of the establishment going to work for Luther Strange. Luther Strange, as it comes down to, he is a former lobbyist. He is a former lobbyist for the chamber. He did a lot of work on that. He's done work on a lot of the chamber's agreements in the past. Roy Moore, on the other hand, he is more of the Trump candidate. He's in line with the president when it comes to things like the RAISE Act. The RAISE Act is for merit-based immigration rather than DACA and just sort of this like amnesty type stuff. Luther Strange, on the other hand, has not given a position on the RAISE Act, and he hasn't said whether or not he's for or against amnesty. The RAISE Act would change U.S. We're talking legal immigration here, would change that from the sort of chain migration system that we have now and push forward to a more merit-based system, looking at the economic opportunities in America and figuring out which types of sets of skills do we want for immigrants coming into the United States. Because when it comes down to it, the current immigration system in the United States was written a generation ago. And the things and America as it was a generation ago is certainly different than America as it is today. So why are we still using the same policies that we did a generation ago, right, that we use today? That's what the RAISE Act does. The RAISE Act takes a look at the board, wipes clean previous policies that we've had, and starts anew with a merit-based system. President Trump came very close to endorsing this, and so that's why people were very confused as to why he would then turn around and endorse a candidate like Luther Strange, who is the Chamber of Commerce's candidate. Many have called him, I don't know if I'd go this far just yet, they've called him a globalist candidate. Now, here's what it comes down to, folks. I don't necessarily think that Luther Strange is a bad guy. I don't think that most of people in the establishment are necessarily bad people. That's just Jack Posobiec's opinion. But I think they have a different worldview. They have a worldview that people, immigrants, are cheap labor that can come in from countries to the south of us. They can come in from East Asia, come in some cases from the Middle East, and provide that cheap labor for big corporations. That is the reason that they're pushing this stuff. That's the reason that they're pushing $8 million to Luther Strange. That's the reason that they're pushing so hard for their candidates and their policies to get in. That's why they didn't want the border adjustment tax. That's why they don't want the wall. That's why they want DACA amnesty. And for people saying that DACA amnesty is only for 800,000, I would say that you're being completely disingenuous and you're clueless as the actual issue. The 800,000 number only comes from people that have signed up under DACA amnesty, that's self-registered. So when Obama passed DACA in the first place through his executive fiat, when he was the president right in the election year, 2012, the 800,000 were the people that signed up. But there are still people that may have come into the United States illegally as children that did not register. That larger number has been estimated by some groups as to as many as 1, 2, even 3 million. Plus, if a new amnesty program was put forward, it may trigger another flood of 4 to 6 million foreign nationals from coming in. Because, folks, when you offer people a free lunch, you're going to get more people to show up to your lunch than usual, right? If you say, hey, guys, we're having free lunch. It's amnesty in America today. Do you want to sign up for the free amnesty? Of course you're going to get more people signing up than when you had to pay for it under the previous bill, under the previous administration's DACA executive order program. This would be legislation. This would be something that would be very hard to undo. You couldn't just rescind it. Now, President Trump was able to rescind DACA because it was an executive order. So all he had to do was say, I rescind it. And he did it because he was president and that's all it had been done as. But if it's a law, if it's legislation, you actually have to go through other legislation in order to make any changes to it, to update it in any way, or you'd have to take it to court and say it was unconstitutional in some way, shape, or form. Either way, if this DREAM Act goes through and it's signed, there are going to be a lot more people coming in to take those jobs, to be eligible for those benefits that people in the U.S. currently who are struggling are not going to be able to get. And that's simply all of those issues are coming to play, coming to bear in this race in Alabama, which takes place next week. Now, there's another one. There's another issue to this, too. You know, people in the United States are talking about tearing down monuments these days. They're talking about tearing down. It started with the Confederate statues, and then it started with and then they moved on to defacing the Lincoln Memorial. It moved on to people like Thomas Jefferson. They went after Francis Scott Key, and they said, we have a racist anthem. So suddenly, it started right with the Confederate statues, but it moved forward as we all knew they would. Well, you go back and look, and what were the first monuments that the left tried to take down when their cultural Marxist movement got started? It wasn't Confederate statues. It was Christian statues. Do you remember this? The Ten Commandments, there was a statue of them at the Alabama courthouse. The Alabama Supreme Court, and the person that fought to keep them up was none other than Chief Justice Roy Moore. Now, I believe that Americans should have freedom of religion. That is part of our First Amendment, and whether you're Catholic, Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, whatever religion you are, you should have the right to practice that freely in our country. That's enshrined in one of our founding documents, the Constitution. That being said, that doesn't mean that you have freedom from religion either. And that monument was set up there under Alabama law. It was voted for by the people of Alabama. They wanted it there, not to say that they were enforced by Alabama, that it was enforced, but just as a way of commemorating one of the earliest sources of law, the Ten Commandments. Roy Moore fought to keep that monument up because he understood the importance of Christian heritage. He understood the importance of knowing where our laws come from, our history of laws come from. That was really the main way that I knew about Roy Moore. The first thing that I had heard about him before he started running for Senate in the special election. And it's just something to put out there to people. I'm simply reporting the facts on the whole situation, on the election, but it's a big thing. And sitting here in Washington, D.C., as I do, it's probably the biggest story right now. In D.C., they always talk about the fake Russia stuff, but there really is a big focus on this because people are going to see, will the Trump endorsement of Strange, who's been kind of seen as a swamp creature, you can put it that way, because he's a McConnell guy. Will that endorsement be enough to carry him over the primary, or will people who are supportive of the Trump agenda, people who are supportive of Make America Great Again, people who are supportive of immigration reform and rather than amnesty bills which have been pushed by the Chamber of Commerce, will those people be able to push Roy over the top? Now, the president is going to Huntsville, Alabama this Saturday and holding a rally. That rally, he will endorse Luther Strange. And he'll probably bring Strange out at some point and say, Luther's a great guy. He talked about him a lot on Twitter. He's called him Big Luther. He said, you have my support. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens down there. And I'm actually thinking of going down myself. I don't know. Do you guys think I should go or not? Give me a comment. Send me a message on Twitter. I may go. I may not go. But we're also seeing other people reach out and say that they rather endorse Roy Moore. Sarah Palin, probably the biggest name at this point, has come out in favor of Roy Moore, and she is saying and putting her money on the line, putting her name on the line, her reputation on the line with the conservative movement, with the grassroots movement, and saying, I don't support this guy Luther Strange. I support Moore because he stands with us on the issues. He's the grassroots conservative. He's the one that Sarah Palin has endorsed. So it's kind of a big, I'm not going to say fracture, but I'm going to say it's a big issue right now within the Trump movement as to whether or not Strange is going to pull it out on Tuesday. And from a political analyst perspective, right, this is the kind of stuff that political junkies like me live for, right? People who are sitting and reading Drudge Report every day, they're reading InfoWars every day, reading Breitbart, all of these sources, trying to figure out what's the state of the electorate, what do people want, where do people want them. You know, and I've been looking at some of these comments on these blogs, and every time, I got to tell you, I do like to read comments. And people ask me about this. They say, Jack, you're doing so much stuff. You're always running around. You're getting married to Tanya Tay in less than 2 months. You know, how do you have time to do all this? And I say, you know why I read the comments? I read the comments because that gives you a sense of where the people are at. That gives you a sense of not only understanding where the people are at, it gives you a sense of testing the pulse, you know, really taking the pulse of America and knowing where people stand on one issue or another. And I've even had times where people said, hey, Jack, I think you're wrong on this. And I'll look it up. And if I'm wrong on something, I'll say, wow, I had that totally wrong. And I'll publish. Hey, guys, update. I got more information. Man, I was totally wrong on this. You guys set me straight. And I appreciate that. That's the type of interaction that we have that the mainstream media will never have. That's the type of interaction that we have and the willingness to step forward on certain issues, regardless of what it is, dig deep into those issues and not turn around and say, we were right, we were right, we were right. But be willing to listen to people, to listen to facts, and actually say, you know what? We may have gotten something wrong. I've got new information now that says this is actually the case. What I reported earlier wasn't the full story. So we're going to give you all sides of the story. And that's why the mainstream media wants to shut us down. That's why Facebook and Google are working so hard to push back on us. And one story that I picked up earlier today that I think is absolutely magnanimous, something that's going to be one of the biggest stories of 2017, is that there are now actually people in both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, that are moving to regulate and possibly break up Facebook, Google, and other big tech companies. So there's legislation that's being looked at, and it's being supported by both the populist conservative movement and people that are Democrats, like Mark Warner, okay? They're looking and saying, we've seen the way that they're censoring Gab. We've seen the way that they're throttling back on Breitbart, on InfoWars, on anybody that doesn't toe the mainstream media line. But it's also this censorship and this huge amount of influence that these organizations have that are starting to put them more and more under the purview of having them possibly regulated as public utilities. The antitrust laws that are on the books, okay, and these were used against the telephone companies about 100 years ago when they first came out. These were used against the oil companies, the steel companies, because they got so big and they had so much influence and so much power in the United States that there were groups that said, you know what? These companies have become so large they become so powerful that they are almost like governments unto themselves in their ability to influence information. Tucker Carlson had a great line, and I've got to give credit where it's due. He said, Google almost regulates reality itself because Google is a filter through which we learn about our world. The first thing you go to look up something is Google. They have an insane amount of market share when it comes to the search markets in the United States in terms of who uses Google, right? You don't hear people talking about Yahoo. You don't hear people talking about Bing. Google is a verb. It's something that people put out there. And so if this organization, whether it be a government organization or a private organization, and I would even contend, and libertarians disagree with me on this, I would contend that Google and Facebook, because of their collusion and working hand in glove with the Obama administration, with Congress, with regulatory bodies, they are practically public-private organizations unto themselves. They are practically hand-in-hand with the government. So if Google gets all of your data, if Facebook gets all of your data, and you think, oh, it's fine because they're a private company, what happens when they turn it over and hand it to the government? What happens when they hand it to the deep state? We're going to be right back. We're going to finish it out. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Russian narrative, what stuff is coming up. I want to hear from you guys if we can. I want you guys to check out the InfoWars store. There's so much great stuff on there. It's InfoWarsStore.com. This train is going to keep on rolling, ladies and gentlemen, because all of the great things that are out there, you guys are supporting us. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. I support it so much. Thank you, guys.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and they have to be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, Alex Jones is letting Jack Posobiec co-host for the big fourth hour today. I couldn't be more gracious. I couldn't be more thankful and appreciative to Alex for turning the show over to me. But I got to tell you, Alex, you might be making a very big mistake. I'm just kidding. So what is going on in the world? Guys, we're now seeing this Trump-Russia investigation. It's going forward. There's a lot of people talking about it. Mueller, Robert Mueller, former head of the FBI, now running as the independent counsel of this thing. And there was a sort of an interesting thing that happened over the weekend where a lawyer, believe it or not, a lawyer for the Trump presidency, for the administration, was actually having dinner, or excuse me, I think it was having lunch, believe it or not, right down the street from the New York Times offices at this steakhouse. And this guy, Ken Bogle, who's a reporter for the New York Times in Washington, D.C., happened to be at the steakhouse. They were sitting down, like literally right next to this guy in the steakhouse, while having a conversation about the investigation. And so I got to ask, this is just coming from me from prior time. I served in Navy intelligence. I was a former Navy intelligence officer. I didn't used to talk about this, but nowadays I do talk about it because NBC blew my cover and decided to release all my records. So they doxed me. They put it out there. So fine. I will admit it. Yes, I was a Navy intelligence officer. But tradecraft-wise, you would not normally go to talk about sensitive topics at a public steakhouse, especially one that was only a few doors down from the New York Times office. So my question is, was this deliberate? Was this something that they wanted to actually have out there? And one of the things they're worried of is that Mueller may be going and putting wires on people in the White House, putting wires on them to go to get them to rat out their buddies, to go to get them to get dirt on anybody they think that could be in the White House that they want to go after. And look, folks, this really just goes to show you how completely lacking in evidence or in merit the investigation has at this point. If they're getting people to wear wires and going into the White House, number one, if you're collecting on classified information, that's absolutely illegal. You cannot steal classified information, regardless of who you are, unless they must have had some kind of crazy FISA warrant to be going putting spies into the White House. So Mueller putting spies, and this isn't something that we're just saying, guys. This is in Newsweek. This is in The Independent. There is actually a worry that Mueller is now spying on the White House, spying on the president, because they have no evidence whatsoever. They've turned over all the information that they've been asked to. They've answered every subpoena. They've gone to great lengths to comply with Mueller, but Mueller doesn't care because, folks, it's not really about Russia. It's about taking down the president. It's about taking down our movement. It's about blocking the president's movement from getting into place. I've always said that even though they've cooperated fully, and there's been some talk about strategy about how they wanted to cooperate, the investigation isn't about Russia. There is no Russia collusion. It was a canard. There were no Russians involved. The people involved with winning the presidency were the American people. The Citizens for Trump that I wrote about in my book, Citizens for Trump. It was the people of InfoWars, the Info Warriors. That is how we won. That is how we took back this country. And we're not going anywhere. We're not going to stop fighting for this movement. We're not going to stop fighting for this agenda. I want to say thank you to Alex for allowing me to co-host for today. I really appreciate coming on. Guys, check out the InfoWars store. Make sure you're supporting the InfoWar. It's a 360 win because you help us. We can then come to you and report what's going on and give you the alternative to the mainstream media. Thank you very much. This is Jack Posobiec signing off.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.